Officials in Iraq's Kurdistan region say the central government in Baghdad is blocking wages for hundreds of thousands of Kurdish workers. Iraq's Kurdish Deputy Prime Minister, Roj Nuri Shawes, has called on Kurdish members of the Baghdad cabinet to resign if the problem continues.
There's this mindset, and now a continuation of this mindset whereby the central government does not believe in the existence of the Kurdistan region. If we look back, the opposition was contained to the parliament and the government, but now we see that the opposition is directly towards the income of the people, which is the wages.
Kurdistan's government says it's cutting costs and even salaries of senior officials to help pay for monthly wages of more than $700 million. MPs in Baghdad say the money has been withheld because Kurdistan is starting independent oil exports via Turkey. They also say Kurdistan is not contributing enough oil to Iraq's supply.
The government has no alternative but to apply the law and cut that amount of money from the region's 17% share of the budget. But if the regional government starts sending enough oil, especially oil for January and February, then I believe that the central government will pay all of the money straight away.
Kurdish leaders argue that they reduced their oil contribution to Iraq when Baghdad didn't pay the expenses of oil firms working in Kurdistan. There are reports that Kurdistan could retaliate by cutting off the water supply to southern Iraq. However, MPs in Baghdad say that Kurdish people who haven't been paid their wages should pressurize Kurdistan's government to export oil with agreement from the central government. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.